Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, back in the U.S., opening a new gun store can be tough work, especially in communities that don't want them. Michael Pope of WAMU has our story about a new shop opening outside of Washington, D.C.
The sound of children playing can be heard in a thriving neighborhood not far from Arlington National Cemetery. There's new construction here, bringing new residents and new businesses. There's a yoga studio, restaurants, a coffee shop, a preschool, and Nova Armory.
Kids and guns don't mix. We have a preschool right across the street. That's highly alarming and concerning to all of us.
That's Natalie Roy, who's lived in the Lion Park neighborhood for 25 years. She says she's unhappy that a new gun store is about to open here. Her neighbor, Cecilia Slater, is also concerned.
We're right around the corner from a big, busy residential neighborhood. And so a gun store, not quite the right fit.
Slater says the store might be appropriate in a more rural part of Virginia. But people here in the Washington suburb of Arlington, they're not interested.
And it's not about the Second Amendment at all. This is simply an issue about the character of a neighborhood, the safety of a neighborhood, and the economic well-being of the local businesses that surround us.
Nova Armory owner Dennis Pratt disagrees.
This is zoned as commercial, and so we've actually just moved in and followed all the appropriate steps with the county.
Since January, Pratt has been working with county officials to get all the permits necessary to open his doors. He wanted to open last weekend, but put that off to deal with the firestorm of opposition.
We can actually legally open today if we'd like, but we've pushed it back a week, primarily due to delays responding to neighbors trying to calm the fears of the folks in the area.
Walking up and down the streets of Lion Park, it doesn't take long to find people who are not pleased about their new neighbor.
I'm livid about it.
Dima Alkakon works across the street from the future home of the gun store.
The mentality that comes with owning a gun, I feel, is something that I just personally am against. And I don't feel comfortable having open arms around where I work and where I live.
But Thomas Smith, who also works nearby, sees the controversy as an opportunity.
I personally don't like guns, but I love people, and so I view it kind of as an opportunity to start a dialogue or to share ideas.
This isn't the first time gun stores have caused conflict in the region. Back in the 1990s, businessman Art Harris opened a gun store in Bethesda, Maryland, another D.C. suburb. A group of neighbors organized against him, prompting the county government to pass a measure that could have shut him down.
It was scary because I was a new business owner who basically poured all my savings into trying to open this business, and they were trying to get me closed down, which would have been financially devastating.
His advice for the Arlington gun store?
If you want to open up a store in a place like Arlington, you know, more power to you. You should be able to do that. And I would definitely make sure that your landlord is on your side.
Last year, neighbors in the nearby Cherrydale neighborhood of Arlington persuaded the landlord of a new gun store there to cancel the lease, creating a template residents of Lion Park are now trying to duplicate. That bothers Philip Van Cleve, director of the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
The only place that I'm seeing this is Northern Virginia in the Arlington area. That's it. The rest of Virginia's got a little bit more mature attitude about a lawful business. For some reason, they want to pick a fight in Arlington.
Lion Park resident Natalie Roy says, yeah, she wants to pick a fight with the owner of the store.
Why didn't the firearms store owner come to the community and say, hey, I want to set up shop here. Here's what I'm going to be doing. None of that happened. We just had it sprung on us.
Dennis Pratt, the gun store's owner, issued a written statement threatening legal action against neighbors who sent him angry emails, posted on Facebook, or even agitated on a community online forum. The store is scheduled to open tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Pope, reporting from Arlington, Virginia.